What does the goddamn line say, Tony?
Please do not use gendered language.
Then what? I'll be arrested, put in airport jail.
Well, you're going completely sideways, man.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
How dare you?
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dave on NBC.
Jack Mary is Tack Theratrix.
Hi, I'm Spartacus.
Steve Jackson, Sacramento, he, him.
Steven Seagal.
Sex offender guy.
I'm Keith Morris.
This is Muammar Gaddafi.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Sorting through the lies.
The hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that.
We cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
And uncovering the centuries-long plan for world domination.
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Let's talk about Chinese people.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
I have sent six of my Libyan missiles to blow up the Sears hardware department.
Nothing could be more fun than jumping off a cliff with two German bisexuals.
Oh, you English are so superior, aren't you?
Thank you, comrade.
And now, macroaggressions.
That's what assholes call it.
With your host.
Buddy, I don't know who you are, but you're about to get chlamydia.
Charlie Robinson.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
You want to drop the blame on Charlie and say it's all Charlie's fault.
He was a retard.
I get some goddamn diuretic.
Welcome to Macroaggressions. I'm your host, Charlie Robinson. If you are watching us on Iconic, Rockfin, or YouTube, or you're listening wherever podcasts are served, thank you very much. We certainly do appreciate your support. And speaking of support, we couldn't do this show without the amazing support of our sponsors. ChemicalFreeBody.com has been phenomenal to us. We have the great Tim James on several times. Hint, he's coming on right now. They've got whatever you need. All of their products are certified organic, gluten-free, GMO-free, soy-free, dairy-free. The only thing that's not free is the price, but I'll tell you what, use the promo code MACRO to save you some money. Free shipping on any order over $99 inside the continental United States. Please, what we're trying to do here is support local businesses, people that have similar mindsets to us. We're trying to improve our health. We're trying to improve our overall function. Get yourself on this. Get yourself, start the first step towards fixing all this by fixing your own health. Go to chemicalfreebody.com. Use the promo code MACRO. And the merchandise store is open. I mean, got a Project Bluebeam shirt on for those of you watching. And oh, what do you know? Operation Mockingbird pillow? Yes, please. Why not?
Very nice.
We've got all kinds of stuff. So the merchandise store is, you can reach it through our website, theoctopusofglobalcontrol.com. I'll also put a link in the description. We've got, our sticker game is unbeatable. I'm telling you right now, check it out. Do a little shopping. All right. Well, let's jump into this with my man, Tim James, who has been on the program more than anybody else so far. And I think the reason why you keep coming back on the program is because the things that you're talking about are so important. It's fundamental to getting us from point A to point B, and that is improving our health, maintaining the good health that we have, improving our health overall. There's no finish line to this, as everybody knows. Tim, how you doing, man? How are things going in the wild west of Oregon?
Yeah, they're doing really good, Charlie. Thanks for having me on again. I'm excited to be back. I'm always excited to share. And my goal today is that whoever's listening, that you get one thing, just one thing that you can have a takeaway that you can go home and take action on to improve your health, boost your immunity, and be an example to your family and your community to do the same. So that's why I do what I do.
Yep. And you do it better than just about anybody out there because you come from this world. I like that, you know, it's one thing to have these, you know, to have an amazing store like you have. And of course, we're going to support that because of the way you make the products and the things that go in, you know, the ingredients are all natural. You've given this a lot of thought, but it also helps for our audience that you understand the bullshit that's going on. You know what I mean? You understand the political side of this. You understand how society's changing and things like that. And so it's, you know, we're always out trying to, you know, you get like Christmas. I've talked about this on the program a couple of times. Christmas was coming around. Where am I going to go? What am I going to get? I'm always kind of struggling for things. What am I going to buy? So this time I said, well, look, I have this macroaggression show that has great sponsors like you with Chemical Free Body and Honey Colony. You know, why not shop there? So that's what I did. I encourage the listeners to just go, you know, listen, if you're going to buy these things, buy them from somebody, you know, like in the family, buy them from somebody that thinks the same way. It's going to support it's going to support a small business, which right off the bat, I'm in favor of, but beyond that, the amount of effort that you've put in, you've devoted your life to this. I mean, you're literally flying all over the country talking and working with people about this. So tell us how it's going. What's the next phase for Chemical Free Body? I mean, you guys, you're doing podcasts, you're doing workshops, you're doing one-on-one counseling with people, you're selling amazing products. Like, where do you go from here?
Well, it's just more of the same. And the first thing I want to address is thank you for having me on. But, you know, what I like about your show is that you bring awareness to people, right? And education. And that's where people are not getting from mainstream media. They're not getting that. They're getting most of it's just propaganda. You know, it literally is fake news. It's like it's theater. I mean, it's just a big theater going on, keeping people going left and right, pro-vaccine, anti-vaccine, white versus black. They always keep us pitted against each other. It's the old divide and conquer in full effect 24/7 in the mainstream news and in Hollywood and all these places. So once people, you do a good job of awakening people for that. Now people are frustrated and they want change, right? But a lot of people don't know what to do. They don't know what to support. But even if you do find a place to do that, which hopefully we can share with you later, we think we've got a pretty good platform for everybody to plug into for the political stuff, because it is important, because the political stuff does affect your health. But what I want to do is I want to help people have ideal health and not be sick. I know that 80% of the people most likely listening to the podcast are overweight, obese, or morbidly obese, because that's the statistics. Yeah. Half of us, Charlie, are dying of heart disease in this country. The other half are dying of cancer. All diseases are on the rise. How could that be when we have the smartest, supposedly, people in medicine and in big pharma and in government? Aren't these supposed to be the smartest people, the people we elected? They're the ones that are passing these votes that are putting laws into place that dictate how medicine is the government. That's the problem. Government is in between the relationship, the very sacred relationship between you and your doctor.
Yeah.
Right. They're forcing us to do certain things like mask wearing and vaccines. We'll talk about those today.
Yeah.
That is not right. That's not nature. Right. So if people can just take a step back and forget about, you know, all the social conditioning, how healthy are you? How good do you feel? And look at the health of our nation. Again, we are the sickest we've ever been as a human race ever.
Yeah.
So if we're the sickest we've ever been, why would we keep putting our time, money, and energy and effort into a system that's giving us that?
Right.
That's what it boils down to. We spend $3.3 trillion annually on healthcare, and we're ranked somewhere between 38th and 42nd in the world in health in the United States.
It's unacceptable.
We spend like we use three times the amount of pharmaceutical drugs as the next biggest countries. So the system is broken. It doesn't work. And that's why our business is like, we did 2.5 times the sales last year as the year before.
Great.
Now, a lot of it was because 10 times that,
because people are waking up. They know the system's broken, or at least they're figuring it out.
Yeah.
And they're waking up and they're groggy. They've just come out of this deep sleep. They're standing there. They don't know where to go.
I got my phone.
They don't know where.
This text that I want to show you, I'll try to find it while we're talking here.
Okay.
But anyway, so it's absolutely just crazy. Like what's happening, you know, we had a lot of growth last year. You know, I got into this business because I just wanted to help people. I coached people for no charge for almost 2 years, 2.5 years. Then finally I hired a coach. He's like, how much do you charge a month to coach people? I was like, I don't charge anything. He's like, what? It's like, what are you doing? He's like, you're stifling their growth. Do you understand that you're handicapping your clients? Because if they don't pay, they won't show up.
Yeah.
He goes, from now on, you're charging at least $97 a month to coach people. And now I charge thousands a month to coach people. And now I'm actually making my coaching practice smaller and smaller and smaller because we're doing a group coaching deal, which is way more affordable. And I've coached over 600 people one-on-one over the last almost 6 years on their health. And I've been in the trenches. I've learned a ton. But if I keep on that path and taking on more and more clients, I'm going to burn myself out because it's a tremendous amount of effort. And I can't really help that many people. So yeah. With this whole thing, we created the supplement line simply in small little tiny batches just for me personally first, because I wanted the stuff for me because I was sick of the crap they were putting in supplements today, and for small batches for my private coaching clients. Well, through word of mouth and podcasting, it's boom. Now we're shipping worldwide and we're getting the coolest responses from people. And this guy right here, I got this yesterday. He said, this, in my opinion, is some of the most important information I've ever heard. Thank you. I can't wait to join. And then I had another guy, he called me up and he's like, my wife is your biggest fan. She's on the phone here and we got talking. She's like, oh my God, I've had gut issues forever. Mm-hmm. We got your products. I've been listening to your podcast. I've implemented some of the stuff. She's like, I'm healing. I'm feeling better than I felt in years. And it's just like, this stuff is like daily now. We're getting emails and stuff daily from the stuff. And it's not just the products, but it's the other tools that we teach people, the lifestyle hacks that you can put in. I just want to build up your health toolkit. And yeah. A lot of it, it's not hard. I mean, it's actually pretty simple. We just want to kind of, you know, get people awareness. We want to educate them so that they can start taking action, improving their health, improving their mental clarity, losing the weight, getting rid of the disease in their body, getting rid of their arthritis and their aches and their pains and all this stuff and all these problems they got going on, and get their life back. Because if you really want freedom in this country, you're going to need the health to fight for it, because nobody's going to hand it to you. Yeah. We can't rely on any politicians. We can't rely on any celebrities. We can't rely on any, you know, celebrities, any of these people. I've been learning from Dr. Shiva Iyaduri that it's always, and he shows it. I mean, he's a historian. He's like, anytime that anything's ever happened in this country, it's been a bottoms up working class movement. Mm-hmm. We, the people, have forced the change. The elites have never done anything for us. So I feel my role and my responsibility in this movement, I think we're part of history right now, is to help people get that. I'm really strong on the health component. Because I was healthy growing up. I was an athlete. I was really fit and super strong. I was cutting firewood to put myself through college. You should have seen me, Charlie. I was just like a mountain man. It was crazy. And then by 37, I was a fat slob, basically. And I was a product of the standard American diet and the pollution and the crap that's in the water and the food. And I was literally bleeding rectally. My elbows were bleeding from eczema. I'm bleeding all over the place. I have no energy. I am not sleeping well. I'm rotting from the inside out. I had to get a surgery to get an organ removed. And, you know, I could be dead right now if I didn't turn my life around. And luckily for me, I was exposed to detoxing and proper nutrition when my friend got cancer. And we were able to turn all that around. Now it's been 10 years. We're both, he's thriving. I'm thriving. He doesn't have cancer anymore. He healed himself. So this is what I feel I'm here to do. I'm here to help people that want better health, to give them that so that they can then go fight for that political freedom.
Yeah. And that's the problem in this country, is that the media will tell you a million things to do, how to do that, where to go for this X, Y, and Z, but not how to fix your health. They have no interest in that. They have no interest in telling you where to go to do that. You're going to be on your own. If you wake up, you have an epiphany, I need to get myself healthy. I need to change my life. I need to change some things in my diet, my behavior. Mm-hmm. Okay, now where do I go? Who do I trust? Who should I contact? And this is one of the reasons why you've been on a bunch, is because I want it to get through their heads that when they make that decision to improve their health, that they know immediately where to go, who to talk to. At least this is a place to start. That's why I tell people, go to chemicalfreebody.com and just look. I'm not saying shop. I'm just saying, if you do shop, use promo code macro, save yourself some money. But even then, just take a look. just see what is out there. See what the options are. See what sort of things are happening there. If it's something that appeals to you, go for it. Because, I mean, look, we're moving into a time where you better be really good at stress management, because mm-hmm. we have been through a pressure cooker over the last year. You're talking about, obviously, virus situations. I'm not even talking about the virus itself. I'm talking about the panic surrounding the virus.
Oh, yeah.
Job losses, stress of family, being cooped up, kids, you know, remote school, back at home. All these things, just, it's a change. It's a massive change to your day-to-day life. And of course, with massive change comes potentially massive stress. So what are some of the things that people can do? They've spent the last year kind of freaking out, maybe not optimizing their health, that feeling very stressed out. What are some things that people can do to kind of manage that stress level, lower it down a little bit in a healthy way without going straight to, like, you know, smoking crack cocaine to manage their stress, something a little bit more productive, something that they can incorporate into their lives? Is it meditation? Is it supplements? Is it visualization? Where can people go for stuff like this?
Well, you know, I've spoke about those core four secrets before. You remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Drinking the water, chewing your food until liquefied, avoiding liquids with meals. And then number four is breath exercises, breath work, breath play, what you want to do it. So for those of you listening, if you're driving, don't do this. But, close your eyes. And I want you to sit up straight, strong back, soft belly. And I want you to take a big, deep breath in through your nose like this. And I want you to pause and then release out through your mouth. A nice, long, slow flow. Just let it all go. And then pause at the bottom with your lungs completely empty. And then back in through the nose. And suspend the breath at the top and hold again. And then release out through the mouth. Again, a nice, long, slow flow. Just let it all go. And then pause at the bottom with your lungs completely empty and hold. And then last breath. Back in through the nose. And suspend and hold. And then release out through the mouth, relaxing your eyes, your nose, your lips, your tongue, your cheeks, everything feeling relaxed as you pause at the bottom with empty lungs. And then go ahead and resume your normal breathing. Okay, I just did a little snippet of breath exercise. Now, you don't have to do this all day long. You don't need to be a guru and wear a turban and wear white pajamas to do this. This is a tactic. This is a strategy that we use to help people get out of fight or flight mode. And that's what stress is. Stress puts you out of your rest and digest mode into fight or flight. So what happens? The blood leaves the organ systems. It goes to the extremities to fight or run. Get the heck out of there. Flight, right? You can't digest your food properly if you're in fight or flight mode. You have to take some deep breaths, and then you'll bring that back, the blood back into your organ systems. You're going to digest your food really good. So that's one of our core four secrets. And less than 1% of the population is doing their breath work, Charlie, prior to eating. We live, like you said, in more of a stressed out society than we ever have. And it's just not the COVID stress and the family stress and the relationship stress and the career stress and the electromagnetic frequency stress and the toxic stress. And there's a lot of stresses. Okay. This breath work tool is very powerful. Now, I grew up over in Eastern Oregon, hunting, fishing, redneck, making fun of vegetarians, doing all that stuff, tree cutters, you know, and all that. I was a product of society. I've come through that. Breath work is not woo-woo. This is measurable stuff. Like, and for those of you listening, if you did the breath work with us, how did you feel? You probably noticed a significant shift in the calmness in your body and your anxiety levels, even depression, just in three breaths. You know, it's crazy how powerful breath work is. Now, this tool in your toolbox is something you can also take with you and use anytime. You can do it in the morning when you wake up. You can call that meditation. You can call it clearing your mind. Call it whatever you want. Don't just pick up the phone first thing and get right back into the matrix. Spend some time with yourself. Go outside. Stick your toes in the grass. Breathe in some fresh air. Look at the trees and understand and look around at the universe and realize that you're a part of this whole thing. And you're here for a reason. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. And realize that you do have something to offer, whatever that is. And also, by doing breath work, man, you can eliminate stress so quickly. I had a gal, we were doing a conference in Portland before all the shutdowns at Portland Veg Fest. There's like 25,000 people come through. We had a booth, and this girl came in with her friends, and her friends came up to the booth. They're all chattering and talking, and she was kind of just standing back, kind of shying off a little bit. And I walked around and I said, "Hey, how are you doing?" She's like, "Oh, I'm pretty good." I was like, "Are you okay?" And she's like, "Well, not really. Like, I have really, really extreme social anxiety. And, I usually don't ever go out in public like this, especially not a place with this many people, but my friends literally drug me out. They drug me out because they're trying to help me, but this is not helping." Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Oh, okay." I said, "You ever done any breath work, any breath exercises?" And she's like, "No, I haven't done that." I'm like, "What have you done to mitigate?" She's like, "Well, I take this medication. I take that medication." I'm like, "Oh, okay." I said, "Well, would you be open to do some breath work with me right now? And just for a minute, just for 1 minute, let's do some breath work. It's worked wonders for a lot of my clients with anxiety, especially social anxiety." And she says, "Okay." And I said, "Take my hand." She took my hand and I walked her through that same exercise we just did, except I did it for about 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then, and before that, I asked her on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being your mellow jello, totally relaxed, feeling good, 10, you're freaking so anxiety, you just want to just sprint and get the heck out of here. Where are you at right now? She's like, "I'm an 8. Mm. I do not want to be here." And I'm like, "Okay." We did the breath work. And then afterwards I said, "How do you feel?" And she's like, "Oh my God, I feel so much better." And I'm like, "On that same scale, 1, your mellow jello, 10, you're freaked out and you want to run. Where are you at?" She's like, "I'm a 5. I was like, "Wow, you went from an 8 to a 5 in 2 minutes. Is your medication ever done that for you?" She's like, "No." I said, "Do you see how powerful breath work is and how this can change your life?" She was so excited, Charlie. She's like, "Oh my God." She's like, you know, she started crying. She's like, "You've changed my life. Like, wow. Why aren't we teaching this stuff? Like, I didn't know about it growing up. I used to make fun of people doing this kind of stuff." Of right. But what's easy to do is also easy not to do. So I think another part of my mission in life is because I grew up low income America, redneck farmer. I literally grew up on a dirt road. I come out to my mom and dad's house. There's mud in the driveway. Right. And I just think I have a really good way of relating these concepts that are forgotten and how simple they are, but how profound they are. Right. So for those of you listening out there with depression, stress, anxiety, breath exercises, breath play, breath work, whatever you want to call it. This is a tool that you can put in your toolbox. And how much does it cost you?
Nothing.
Do you have to fight traffic to go make an appointment with a doctor and be around a bunch of other people and get more stressed out about the money you have to spend and the time you have to take away from your life to go get your pill? You see the difference here? And so it doesn't cost anything. And here's the cool thing is as it starts working, which it will, you'll start to get the satisfaction that you're taking charge of your own health. And that's going to be very empowering for you. And that's also going to lower that social anxiety and reduce the stress in your life. And then you're not going to freak out and go off the handle and yell at your wife, even though you're not mad at her. You're mad at yourself and you're mad at your life and you're mad at all the stress or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So everything's going to get better because remember, your poor health doesn't affect just you. It affects everybody else around you. But who's responsible for your health? It's you. You know, you can't eat hamburgers 24/7 and ice cream and donuts like I did and then just expect a doctor to go, "Well, you know, Tim, you're getting older. When you get older, that's just what happens. You know, it's genetics. This happened to your grandma, your grandpa, and your dad and mom. It's probably going to happen to you. It's just the way things are. So here's a pill. Let me know if that works. And if it doesn't, if it, you know, it causes blindness or, you know, you want to throw up or bleed rectally, then we'll switch it to something else.
Right.
You know, let me know. That's the reality we face today. And then people come into the doctor and they want them to give them the solution. "Thank you. I got the solution. I don't have to make any changes in my life." And I go back to my life. I take a pill and I move on and I don't have to make any changes. People don't want to change. And the doctor told me it's genetics. So that doctor has basically just chopped your legs off out underneath you or pulled the rug out underneath you because they took away all your power. Mm-hmm. Look, you know how many people that call me and they're like, it's genetic. It's genetic. No, it's not. It's not freaking genetic. Genetics is only about 2 to 3% of your problems. That's it. 97% of it is a new term coined by Dr. Bruce Lipton, who is it's called epigenetics. He was a cell biologist. he said, it's the environment, stupid. And he learned that. That was him talking to himself. Mm-hmm. You know, when they look at, like, as an example, they take a healthy human cell, they put it in a Petri dish. This is genetic research. They put it in a known carcinogen, a cancer-causing agent. They know that cell is going to mutate into cancer, Charlie. Mm-hmm. And they look at it, and then it mutates, and they study it. And they're trying to develop a synthetic something that they can patent, mark up 500,000%, 5,000%, 60,000%, and sell it to you to fix your problem so you don't have to change your lifestyle mm-hmm. or your environment. And guess what? My thought is like, how about we not put our healthy cells in the cancer-causing agent in the first place? Right. That's epigenetics. So your genes do not dictate your health future. Your genes might have a genetic disposition to a weakness. Maybe yours is breast cancer. Maybe mine is thyroid cancer. Maybe it's Hashimoto's. Maybe it's Graves' disease. One of these things, right? When your immune system drops to a certain point, then the gene expresses itself. So if you boost your immune system up, which means you have a better environment, which just means you change how you think and you change with the water you drink and you change the food that you eat and the movement of your body and your sleeping conditions and all these things and your makeup and your shampoo and anything that comes into contact with that human body, that skin of yours, then the genes are going to express themselves differently. That's the beauty of it. So, you know, again, 2-3%, maybe you're born with a heart malfunction. You've got a valve that's off or something. It just didn't form right. This is where Western medicine shines. They can come in, they can do a surgery, they can fix the defective valve, and then you can have a regular life and jog and be healthy. It's fantastic. But Western medicine was developed during crisis. It's crisis management care. That's what it is. You get your arm blown off, you get shot in the guts, you get stabbed in the back. They'll fix you up. That's called triage. And that's where Western medicine shines. But when it comes to, you know, taking care of somebody that wants to lose a little bit of weight or get rid of their type 2 diabetes, complete utter failure. Failure. It's an absolute failure. And the results, again, this isn't, don't take my word for it. Go look it up. Look around the grocery store. Look around your community. Everybody's overweight and they're sick. And we consume more pills. It's disgusting.
Well, you mentioned, we were talking about breathing exercises and the importance of that. And how ironic that we go from the importance of deep breaths, thoughtful breaths, and we transition into a world where you can't take a breath at all because you're wearing a mask. Mm-hmm. And talk to us about a little bit about the science behind the mask wearing, or maybe we should clarify that the lack of science behind the mask wearing and what that does. And people are being conditioned right now to believe that, well, if you wear a mask, then you're safe. If you wear a mask, then you're being considerate of others. They're not, I mean, listen, if this is where all these toxic, if everything's so toxic out there, right, and this virus is so toxic, why aren't we putting our used masks into these hazmat container collection facilities? Why are we just throwing them in the trash like normal? Yeah. They're trapping our, you know, when we exhale, they're trapping all these particles. It's a nice warm place. Seems like a good place for bacteria to grow in a mask. So are we setting ourselves up for a second wave of mask-related sickness?
It's already happened. So here's the deal. First off, if you're an environmentalist, there's billions of masks in the ocean already.
Yeah.
So exactly. Swallow that one.
Reprehensible.
Right. But here's the reality. What I've learned is that, again, we have to get off of this conversation, right versus left, white versus black, anti-vax, pro-vax, pro-mask, anti-mask. That's exactly where they want us. Mm-hmm. What we need is mask awareness. We need mask education based on scientific method, not checkbook science, because what's happened, Charlie, is that our scientific community is, and most of it, not all of it, has become the oldest profession. What am I talking about here? I'm talking about prostitution. Yeah. Because if you want to get a grant for climate change, as an example, they'll give you millions of dollars. Like, I think MIT gets 40 to 50 million a year for climate change, right? So are they going to say, well, geez, it's not really climate change. It's this is natural fluctuations, but the big problem is pollution.
Right.
They're not going to get that grant. So it's always follow the money. what we needed to get back to is truth. And the truth is the scientific method, not scientific consensus, where you got a bunch of paid actors in the scientific community prostituting themselves for, you know, these grants. That's the world we live in today.
Yeah.
So what we need to do, it's not pro-mask, anti-mask. Let's just take a look at it. What's mask wearing going to do? How come we're not born with masks? Right? How many animals in nature are wearing masks? They're not wearing them. Why? Well, because what happens is now here, this is what we're doing, right? So let's look at something that a lot of people aren't talking about. Let's talk about the oral microbiome, which is basically your mouth bacteria, okay? And it's critical to your health, right? So bacteria in your body, just as a, now I got to go back. We have 60 trillion bacteria in our body, 60 trillion, and they're part of our immune system. A big part of our immune system. They protect us, all right? And part of that that microbiome is in the mouth. It's in our oral cavity. So in a child's oral microbiome, that is actually, and the development of oral microbiome is a predictor of that child's future health. So if you mess around with the child's oral microbiome when they're young, you're going to be destroying their immune system for life. Ooh. It's a major problem.
I didn't know about that.
This is going to affect kids. Systems biology has revealed that masks disrupt oral microbiome. This is the scientific method. So what ends up happening, you put on a mask, what happens? The temperature in your mouth goes up and your mouth becomes more acid, more acidic. Now, what's the big deal? Well, you have about 700 of these bacteria in your mouth and three of them aren't that great. But they stay in check because you're able to breathe freely, the pH levels stay at the right amount, and the temperature's right. But as soon as you put a mask on, the temperature goes up, the acid goes up, and those three little buggers start proliferating. One of them is gingivitis. Now, go talk to a dentist anywhere. Here's what's happening to your teeth by wearing a mask. Your tooth rot and gingivitis, your teeth rotting out, is up 50% with dentists right now. Also, tooth cracking. People's teeth are cracking like crazy. It's like that's what's happening. So by wearing a mask, you're disrupting your oral microbiome for you and your children. You are raising your chances of tooth rot and your teeth cracking. So now what we're doing at the Truth, Freedom, and Health Movement with Dr. Shiva is he's created these mask and oral health cards. They're little cards. They're called Building Awareness of the Risk of Masks for You and Your Child. It's not like, hey, dummy, you're wearing a mask. That's stupid. Or it's like, hey, dummy, why aren't you wearing a mask? That's stupid. You're buying into the left-right tennis match, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Nothing's going to happen. Nothing's ever going to happen with that. You have to understand that about 20 to 30% of people are hook, line, and sinker. They're wearing masks. You're not going to change them. You're wasting your time talking to them. There's another 20% that are like us. They're never going to wear a mask.
Right.
That's the way it is. But the good news is there's 50% of the people looking to the right and looking to the left, trying to figure out what the hell to do. And they're good, decent people, Charlie. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to offend people and they want to do what's right. They don't want to hurt anybody, but they don't know. That's our job. We need to be boots on the ground. I've ordered thousands of these cards. They're starting to go out in all my shipment orders with all my products.
Oh, great.
I just ordered 4,000 more. They're on the way here. For me to personally hand out. My goal in Oregon is to get 3,000 volunteers boots on the ground handing these cards out everywhere. Now, why would we do that? Because we cut through social media. There's no blocking us. We're boots on the ground. Now, I can tell you, like when I go to a grocery store and I talk to these clerks, I'm like, how do you like the mask? 9 times out of 10, they're like, I hate this thing. I got sores on my mouth. I get headaches. I get lightheaded, but my boss makes me wear it. Now, the old Tim was like, well, you know, that stuff's really bad for you and it's stupid and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, I know, but what can we do about it? Or they'd get mad at me. And it's like, you're offending me. I'm wearing this mask because I care. So I was doing that right left approach, but now I'm right down the middle with the awareness approach. I hand them the card and I say, are you aware that by wearing that mask, you're raising the temperature and the acidity in your mouth and tooth rot is up 50% and people's teeth are cracking? Is your employer going to cover your rotting teeth and your cracking teeth? And I shut up and they're like, I don't know. I said, here, watch this. Go to vashiva.com/mask. It's on there. And this is education from one of the top immune system experts in the world. They've just done a 3.5-year study on oral microbiome and mask wearing. I think you need to know about it. And then you need to go to your employer and say, what are you going to do to protect my teeth? Otherwise, I might have to sue you. Oh, now the employer's like, starts getting employees coming up saying, hey, and a lot of the employers, they don't want their teeth rotting out. They don't want their employees wearing this stuff either. Most of them, yeah. Right? But now there's a financial thing. Now they can go back to the state and say, hey, I'm getting sued. Like my employees' teeth are rotting out. Their teeth are cracking. You're forcing these mandates that aren't even, most of them aren't even law. Right. So that's how we turn the tide. It's about awareness. And yep. We can't come at them like you're dumb, whether you're wearing them or you're not wearing them. You have to come at it from an awareness standpoint and then lead them to an expert to explain it to them. And what's cool about Dr. Shiva, he's putting together systems so you can have a little 10-minute video for the layperson. And then there's the 1.5-hour video if you want to go deep. And then the scientific papers for the nerds that want to geek out on it to the nth degree and check all the studies. Yeah. So he's covering all levels. To me, you know, the study stuff, I do a little bit of it, but it's like, I have a life. So it's just like, I don't want to read all that stuff.
Dr. Shiva's great. I mean, that guy is, if there's a polarizing topic, he's in the middle of it, making a whole lot of sense. It seems like every time I follow his work, he's talking about some climate change or whatever. And he's explaining it in a way that not only makes sense, but he draws the formula out and explains what's happening for me.
Scientific method.
It's a great way to get yourself educated. Look, I'm not trying to pretend that I'm going to understand everything that Dr. Shiva is talking about, but I don't need to get the bulk of it. I mean, you can figure this out. And I wonder, you mentioned, we're talking about masks, we're talking about mouth health, and you know that at night when you go to sleep, your body's working to, you know, clean out everything to help you get ready for the following day. I wonder, we're experiencing very disruptive sleep this last time. What are some ideas or some things that we can do to improve our quality of sleep so that our body can use that time while we're asleep to clean out the rest of our system?
Well, before I get to that, I wanted to finish up on the mask because there's two other points. Number one, when you put on a mask, your oxygen levels drop by about a third. Well, why is that a big deal? Well, anybody that's dealt with an elderly person, if their oxygen levels drop below about 95%, they have to put them on what? On an oxygen machine. That's how important oxygen is. Hold your breath. How long can we live without oxygen? Well, it's about 4 to 7 minutes. So it's probably the most important nutrient that the human body needs. So what I learned at the Hippocrates Health Institute was that oxygen is everything. Why? Oxygen is the environment that harmful organisms and cancer hates. Okay. Mm-hmm. Cancer is anaerobic. It actually cannot live in an oxygenated environment. It has to have a low oxygen acidic environment along with viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, fungus, and parasites, all these harmful organisms and the cancers too. They love no oxygen. We want high oxygen. So what I think, my prediction is from 2020, all the mask wearing that people are going to do, we're going to see a significant spike in cancer and bacterial infections and viral infections and stuff like that, because we're literally raising our hand and saying, hey, I'm going to lower my oxygen levels. This is crazy. And I looked at ice core samples of oxygen levels. They used to be at 30%. Now we're around 15 to 18%. So, you know, we go through these grooves, climate variation, and right now our oxygen levels are lower than they've been. So, man, you know, and in some cities, it's as low as 9%, right?
Uh-oh.
So we have oxygen issues. That's so what I do, I change my diet from a high acid, low oxygen diet to a high oxygen, high alkaline diet, and I change the environment. It's the environment, stupid. And guess what? The harmful organisms, the viruses, the bacteria, the molds, the yeast, the fungus, the cancer left the body. That's how it works. You change the environment. That's why at the Institute, I saw people having parasites crawl out of their pores. And one lady had a parasite crawl out of her eye during lunch at the lunch table. Why? Because she was changing the internal environment so that they were the virus, the like the worms were packing their bags and they were leaving, right? So that's, and I got to actually see that visually. So these are things that nobody can ever take away from me because I saw it with my own eyes. So it didn't have to be believing was seeing. It was seeing is believing. I saw that stuff and I'm like, what they said makes sense. People had rashes breaking out because the body was pushing out toxins, pushing out yeast, pushing out mold, you know, stuff coming out in your stool. I mean, it was like, it's like doing Roto-Rooter when you change your environment. Your body, your immune system is your best friend, Charlie, and it always wants to heal. You change the environment, that immune system is going to be like, yeah, and it's going to take off and it's just going to start cleaning things up and it'll bring you back to your balanced state.
Yeah. And you said
so that was one thing. Now the, on the opposite side of the oxygen is carbon dioxide. When you put on a mask, your carbon dioxide levels go up 100%. I'll put it into perspective here at the state of Oregon, OSHA, they go in and monitor safety and all that kind of stuff in businesses and the workplace and, you know, road construction crews, they make them wear hard hats. And they also monitor the oxygen and CO2 levels in workplaces. If the CO2 levels are over 2000 parts per million, they have to shut down the business until the owner can fix that. When you put on a mask after two breaths, you're over 2000 parts per million.
Ooh.
So our governor is using OSHA and OLCC, the Oregon Liquor Control, as the, like the, you know, the heavy muscle to force the business owners to then force and police the people coming in to wear these masks. OSHA's rules say that they will shut the business owner down if the CO2 levels are over 2000 parts per million. Yet by putting on a mask and two breaths, you're over 2000 parts per million. I think there's a lawsuit there to be had, but I don't know if anybody's addressed it yet. Yeah. So these are just some of the things you need to think about. Low oxygen levels, high CO2, with laws that the governments already have that will shut you down for high CO2. From there, you breathe and they're forcing you to do it. You get, you're breaking out, you know, low oxygen levels and you're going to rot your teeth out. So, and then you made a statement like, do the masks work? Not really. Viruses are so tiny, they fly through these masks like a mosquito through a chain link fence. Yeah. And yes, if you wear the proper mask, they'll block more of them. You know, these N95s will block like what 60% of them or something like that. Now they're talking about double mask, but you were talking earlier about when you, you know, when you go out in a cold, somewhere cold and you breathe and you see the breath coming out, you're like, oh, you don't see that when it's warm like this, but it's happening every day. Mm-hmm. When you sleep at night, just breathing, you lose a quart of water through breath. It's a lot. Think about that. Wow. So we have a lot of moisture coming out, even though you can't see it. And those water droplets are attaching to the mask. And then the mask is becoming a warm breeding ground for viruses and bacteria. So these masks actually, that's why I think is like 87.5% of the people that did get COVID were mask wearers. So if you want to get COVID, wear a mask. And if you want to lower your oxygen levels and up your chances of cancer, wear a mask. If you want to rot your teeth out, wear a mask. If you want to crack your teeth, wear a mask. If you want high CO2 levels that aren't good for you, wear a mask. That's what masks are today. It's a joke. What's going on? Masks are not the answer. The answer is boosting the immune system.
Well, I saw a funny post from Larkin Rose on Twitter. He said, I walked into a bank today and I was told that I had to put a mask on. Interesting times we're living in when you go into a bank and they require you to wear a mask. You know, it's just, I feel like everything's been turned upside down. Now let's get back. Let's get to that. I jumped the gun on the sleep question, but I think it's important because so many of us have problems with our sleep. We're either not getting enough of it. We're not getting the right kind of sleep. That it's not high quality sleep. You know, it's not optimal. And of course, we know that while you're sleeping, it's a great time for your body to sort of reset, process, clean things out. I had no idea that you lose a quart of water just through your breath. So what are some sorts of things that people can do to improve their quality of sleep so that while they're not doing anything, their body is working at an optimal level to help them out?
Well, again, foundationally, drinking lots of water, chewing your food until liquefied, avoiding liquids with meals, doing the breath work. This is the foundation. Eating healthier, fresher foods. These basics are always going to be in play there. Exercise and movement really helps people to sleep better. Cracking your window at night so you can get fresh air. A lot of people aren't aware, but like this paint right here in my room and your room is off-gassing toxic chemicals, and we're breathing that in right now. Your home is actually, you know, 9 to 25 times more toxic than downtown polluted any town USA.
Yeah.
Think about that. So inside of our homes and commercial buildings are polluted because the paints are off gassing. You've got glues and the particle boards that are off gassing. You've got carpets that are made of crude oil. These are off gassing. Glade plugins. I mean, you've got the, your whole house is wrapped up in dirty electric, mm-hmm. right? And if you're, if your body's within 3 foot of an electrical socket, especially while you're sleeping, you're in a rogue field disrupting your cells. So there's just so many things internally, but so cracking your window at night and getting that fresh air, that's going to help you sleep better. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, sleeping, weighted blankets can help. You know, what's good for sleep is people can just, they can buy these little monitors so they can see how much, when they actually fell asleep, how much rapid eye movement they had, that deep restive restorative sleep. And you can start hacking your sleep. You know, I think the optimal temperature is about 61 degrees. That's when we sleep the best, but you have to check it with, you know, weighted blankets. Another big thing for sleep is the biggest problem is this. These cell phones.
I was just going to ask about that.
And these blue screens. So what happens is that people forget that we're from nature and we are programmed for hundreds of thousands of years into what's called the circadian rhythms of life. What is that? So sun comes up, we wake up and then we do our steal. And then as the sun starts to go down, our body produces more melatonin to help us fall asleep. And then we fall asleep. But the problem is that when you're exposed to television light, your laptop light, your iPad light, your cell phone light, that blue light tricks the body. And so the body doesn't make melatonin because it still thinks it's daylight, right? So you've changed the environment. Again, there it is. You've changed the environment. You're going to change how the body expresses and you're going to be changing your sleep. So we recommend people get these. There's the little apps and you can get the blue light blockers. You can buy extra screens to block the light on your cell phone and your things. You can also buy glasses to block the blue light. This is for those of you that have to be in front of a screen later at night. We recommend that you at least turn all this stuff off at least an hour before bed and at least 2 hours before you go to sleep, you, at least using your blue lights and that kind of stuff. So your body can start producing its own melatonin. How many people are buying melatonin, right? That you, yeah. Just, Stop looking at blue screens, right? That is a huge, huge thing. Another thing that helps with sleep is to stop drinking liquids an hour to 2 hours before you go to bed. You have to play with it because a lot of people get up in the middle of the night. Why? Because they got to go pee, mm-hmm. right? So limit your, you know, drink a lot of liquids during the day, but an hour to 2 hours before you go to bed, maybe even 3 hours, you might have to play with it. Some people have bladder issues. Figure out what works for you. Start at an hour and work it back until you're not waking up and peeing anymore. And then the other thing is right before you go to bed, go pee, even if you don't have to, just empty it and then go to bed. And you're less likely then to wake up. Another thing you can do is take a quick 2 minute shower, just have water run over your body and get out. You'll sleep better. Hot baths are also really good to help you with sleep. Just relaxing, doing your breath work can help you with sleep. And then a really positive thing is called grounding or earthing. Have we talked about that on the show before?
We might have, but I know what it is. I've heard about it.
So the earth puts off a natural frequency. It's an energy. You know, people are like, I can't see that. I don't believe it. Well, you ever held a compass in your hand, right? What's moving that needle? Well, it's an electromagnetic field, right? So people, okay, I see it. The compass moves. Something's going on there. There's a field, right? Just like mm-hmm. when you have magnets, you put them together and they kind of feel weird when you're mm-hmm. moving around each other. You're like, okay, something's going on. I can't see it, but I know it's there because I can feel it, right? So the earth puts off a frequency and every single creature on this planet is in direct contact with Mother Earth, except us. We live in these buildings. We live on the first floor, the second floor, there's concrete, there's, you know, we wear rubber shoes, soled shoes with rubber tires. We work in offices, concrete, asphalt. We're not really in contact with Mother Earth. So what happens is, and this isn't woo-woo, as soon as we break the contact, as soon as our skin's not touching Mother Earth, boom, inflammation begins, cellular level. Inflammation is the precursor to all disease. So what do we need to do? Well, we need to go outside and get back connected. That's why when people go on vacations, they feel so good, Charlie. They take their shoes off. They're walking in the beach. They're you know, they're getting the negative ions from all the waves crashing and the frequency. And they're out in the forest. They're breathing all this stuff in. You know, and we're just disconnected from Mother Earth. The problem is that like right now it's cold. You can't go outside and walk around in this stuff because there's a lot of people are dealing with snow and it's freezing or whatever. But here's the cool thing. All homes and all commercial businesses have an iron rod driven down into the ground next to the building. And then a wire brings it in. And that is the third prong, the grounding of the electrical grid. So it's the foundation of your electrical grid where you have all your plugins, where you plug in your lamps and your hair dryers and all that stuff. So what's cool is there's a company called, there's a lot of them out there, but the one I like is called earthing.com. And you can buy sheets that have silver threads in them. You can buy grounding pads, grounding mats. You can see here, this is a grounding pad and it's plugged in to the side of the wall. Here, I'll move my camera around here. You guys, you see that little red cord down there?
Yep.
You see how it's just plugged into the third one? Mm-hmm. And then I have another one down here. You see, I'm grounding the whole day when I'm working. I got my feet, right?
Right.
So I got my feet. I'm grounding because I understand these concepts. I'm touching this. I'm getting grounded as much as possible because I understand the basic principles. And since I'm not outside and I live in this world, I try to recreate it. And then when I sleep at night, I'm grounding. So grounding is going to help you reduce inflammation in the body, and it sure as heck going to help you sleep better. It's going to increase blood flow like this. And again, I can take live blood cell microscopy, measure your blood, put you on one of these for 2 hours, or put you naked or barefoot out in the ground for 2 hours, test your blood again, and your blood's going to be racing around under the microscope.
Wow.
So much faster. So we have to get grounded. This is like, when somebody pays me thousands of dollars to coach them, this is one of the first things we do. We get them there. We ground the crap out of them, and then we get them outside as much as possible when the weather permits.
What's your take on Wi-Fi? Good to turn it off at night, I would imagine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. At least in your bedroom, you can have an electrician come and tell them, like, when I go to bed at night, I want all electric circuits in the house gone. And you need to have a switch so it's easy. It has to be convenient. So you can flip a switch and all the Wi-Fi, everything goes off. So I had a friend of mine who's a colon hydrotherapist. I think she was episode 38 on my show. You should get her on. She's awesome. And Rebecca Harder. And her husband, Chris, was a military veteran. He was suffering. And she's like smart. Like she's this healer. They do all this stuff. Change the diet, do everything. The last thing, Charlie, was getting him 12 feet away from his cell phone at night, and then he started healing. That sensitive. So they ended up selling their place, moved out of town a ways, and bought a cabin. And then what they would do is, you know, they'd have everything on electricity during the daytime. Before bed, they'd go outside and they'd shut down all power to the house and sleep. That's the best you can do. So if you can do that where you can shut off all power and then go to bed, that would be optimal. But if not, you can at least set it up for your room. And then what I have over there, I could show you, there's Dr. Shiva's book over there. You see that underneath that cupboard thing over there?
Yeah.
Those are a big pile of grounding rocks. Those are Tesla grounding rocks. Those neutralize electromagnetic frequency and Wi-Fi. So really? I got about $800 worth of rocks over there. And I thought it was hilarious when I first bought them. I'm like, I'm literally buying a $100 bag of rocks. So, you know, it's just one of those things you think is woo-woo, but it's not, right? So there's a lot of science behind it and stuff like that. So we really want to neutralize these rogue frequencies because they disrupt cells.
Well, my guess is that if you were doing all of these things that you've been talking about so far, that in and of itself would improve depression. Are there additional steps that people can take, things that they can incorporate into their daily lives, supplements or otherwise, that work better than these insane SSRI drugs to treat depression in a more natural way, as opposed to going back to our big pharma tried and true method of just prescribe and I'll see in 6 weeks or 6 months when you know, when you need a refill? Are there things that we can do in a more reasonable, rational way to improve our depression chances of?
Yeah. Pretty much everything I just shared with you is going to help that.
Yeah.
I shared earlier, chewing your food until liquefied. That's our core secret number two, and less than 4% of the population is doing it. That's why there's so much room for improvement. Dr. Gabriel Cousins, a medical doctor, who's 80 and can do 30 pull-ups. Think about that. Wow. Good guy to take information from. He's super healthy. He said that when you chew your food really, really, really well, you're stimulating the meridian points in your teeth, and this will uptake your serotonin production, your happy juice, by up to 500%. Wow. So you want to talk about an SSRI natural way of doing it? Chew your food really well. You can boost your serotonin, your happy juice, up to 500%. That, along with cleaning out your gut and getting that good microbiome, because we have that gut-brain connection going, we really have to take care of our gut health, and get that pathway of elimination clean and flourishing with those good bacteria, those, you know, big part of them, those 60 trillion bacteria. We want those things really well taken care of. That's going to do wonders for people. And by doing all that, your energy and mental clarity is going to pick up. And then when you get the energy, start walking, start moving the body. Exercise is the antidote as well. It's one of the biggest antidotes. Bouncing on for people that are just maybe not, you're sedentary, you're not doing anything now. There's two things to do. Well, two. Yeah. One is just go for a walk. It doesn't have to be like a marathon. Just walk to the mailbox and back. The next day you walk around the block, next day, two blocks, next day, three blocks. Little by little, the habit's more important than the distance. Before too long, 6 months from now, you might even enter a 5K. You'd surprise yourself, but you're not going to run a marathon out of the gate. The second one is a mini trampoline. But if you don't have the money for that, you can just, it's a Qigong exercise. And I take two Qigong exercises, and all you do is you stand about shoulder width apart with your feet, bend your knees slightly, and you start bouncing your heels. And you bounce, and everything's loose, and you just keep the knees bouncing, the elbows bouncing, the hips bouncing, and you bounce. Now, a Qigong practice, you're going to do this for about 5 minutes. Maybe in the beginning, you set your alarm, I'm going to do 1 minute of bouncing. If you do this, and try this after the podcast, Charlie, just mm-hmm. I want you to set your timer for 2 minutes and just bounce, and make sure your heels are just bum, 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 bum. You just bum, 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 just moving, moving, moving. And if you're elderly, and you're weak, or you're recovering, hold on to a chair or something, and you can do this. You can bounce, right? And then stop, and then tell me how you feel.
Okay.
You're going to feel energy right there in 2 minutes. And the reason why is because you're a lot of people's blood is all, I've seen a lot of people's blood under a microscope, and it's all in this, what's called the Rouleau effect. All the cells are coagulating, stuck together because they're low on energy. They're stuck to each other, and you're breaking them apart. So they're free flowing, and you get a little energy. Everything that we teach over here is about cleaning up the digestive tract, cleaning up the blood, because we want those red blood cells to be hydrated and plump, energetic, free floating, and not stuck together in this, like, look like little snakes in your blood. They want to be independently floating. And by just doing this little bouncing exercise, you're helping to move your lymphatic system, your garbage removal system. You're breaking the blood apart, and you're getting it, and you're going to feel energized. And just, I mean, I just did it for like 10 seconds. I just felt a little boost of energy right there.
Wow.
This will also help with depression. Another thing you can do for depression is just stand like this, stand like Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Or put your arms up like Superman, or like our chemical free body icon, where you right. have your arms up like this. This is Harvard tested. Like, your immune system literally goes up, and you're just by going like this for 2 minutes, you raise your immune system like by 26%, just by like in a power pose. Like, they hook people up, go like this, like Superman for 2 minutes, and your immune system is now 26% higher. And you can go watch a YouTube video on it. Tony Robbins talks about it all the time.
Wow. Well, I mean, they can't make money on that, which is why you don't
hear. Stand like Superman, stand like Superwoman. Guess what? You just boosted your immune system. I'm boosting my immune system right now. Feels good.
Yeah.
And just because I feel good, I'm boosting my immune system even more, because I'm taking charge of my health and I'm doing it myself.
It becomes a feedback loop of feeling good.
Exactly. It feeds into itself.
Wow. Well, you did an episode not too long ago about toxic soap. And considering that we're living in this world of toxicity, we go in, we take a shower to clean ourselves off, the biggest organ in our body, our skin. We're going to clean our body. And then we use toxic soap to perform this task. This seems insane to me. What's a method of getting around this? This seems like such a no-brainer, something we could change.
This is easy. This is really simple. You might have to hunt around a little bit. You could watch that episode. That's the Hero Soap Company, which I liked. It's a military veteran. But it's really simple. Anything that goes on your body, on your skin, needs to be edible. If you can't put it in your mouth, then you should not put it on your skin. There you go. There's your litmus test of whether or not you should buy a product. Now, once you understand this and how powerful this, because people think, well, the skin's the largest organ in the body, and it's people learn this stuff and it sucks. It's like a sponge, mm-hmm. like a 5-minute shower. You're bringing in all the toxins, 80% of the toxins or something like that in the water. It's like drinking 8 glasses of water, whatever toxins were in there. Well, first off, I learned from Dr. Shiva Iaduri actually that the skin is not the largest organ. He's actually writing a book on this. It's the fascia. The fascia in the body. And I'm a yin yoga instructor, and we're always working on fascia. You got to keep that fascia stretched and strengthened. It's like taffy. And if you don't move much, you don't stretch it. That's when you get old, you kind of go like this, you know, you get smaller and smaller. Mm-hmm. You got to work and do and stretch that fascia, 3 to 10 minute holding postures to open things up and to stay resilient and youthful and young. So we take the second largest organ in the body, the skin, and we have to make sure that everything on it is edible. Otherwise, I'm talking makeup, shampoos, toothpaste, lotions, potions, you know, sunblock, anything. If you can't eat it, you don't put it on the body, Charlie. That's just as easy as it gets right there. And then what'll end up happening is you're going to stop buying a lot of products, and then industry will dry up, or they will change and they will put good stuff in it. And it's just that easy. And there's a lot of companies out there nowadays. When I got started with this work in 2010, just in my own lifestyle, it was hard to find stuff. And now it's pretty easy. There's a lot of companies popping up out there. But what you have to be careful for is a lot of them, like Burt Bees or Tom's Main, the toothpaste company, they get bought out by the big boys and then they slip their chemicals back into them. So just make sure that there's still a ma and pa. There's still a company like us where you know the owner, you know what their beliefs are behind the scenes, yeah. and they will not compromise, and they're using the products themselves. And I think you're pretty good.
Well, this is the third time you've been on, and the third time you've come in and broken my brain with all this information. It's all simple too. This isn't complicated. I'm not a scientist. I understand what you're talking about. You've given us really easy tips, as always, to just incorporate into our life. Do try a couple at a time, work them all in. Where can people, obviously chemicalfreebody.com, promo code macro, where people can get a hold of you. Where can people find your podcast?
Well, it's on iTunes and Stitcher, all those places. They can also find it at the website at chemicalfreebody.com. We have a podcast link there. That's on YouTube if you want to see the videos.
Name of it.
And we have a lot of free information there. And, you know, there's a lot of mistrust on the internet, right? Yeah, so people will hear me. Maybe they'll hear me on this podcast. Well, that kind of makes sense. I don't know about this guy. And then, you know, we'll have and some of them like, hey, this sounded good. I'm going to get some of these products, right? But some people are like, I don't know. Then they go listen to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of my podcasts. And then they're like, okay, this is making too much sense. I'm going to try it.
Name of the show again?
It's called The Health Hero Show. Health Hero Show. And if you guys do want to try the products, just to simplify, because we do have 8 products, I always tell them, just go to the product tab, go to the drop down menu, and check out our savings bundles. And that way you can get a discount. And then when you check out, you can... You know, we have a jumpstart bundle for people who want to stick their toes in the water. You can go all in with a total energy and detox bundle, which is what I take personally on a monthly basis. And then we also launched this about a month ago. I don't know if you're aware of this, Charlie. This is called Turmeric 100. Dr. Treadway and I saw a paper on we've known about the active in turmeric, the curcuminoids, right? The curcuminum. And, if you buy a turmeric, I always knew you need to get 95% curcuminoids, right? That's the what you want. That's a good quality. And then add the black pepper so that you can increase the absorption of it through the intestinal lining. But what we did was we bought a special machine, and this 2-ounce bottle has 50 pounds of turmeric root in it.
Whoa.
And it's 95% curcuminoids, but we did something special with it. And that special process is actually 4 times the cost of the raw materials. But what we end up with now is it's suspended in liquid, and it's an oral deal, 20 drops or 1 squirt, swish it around. And in 15 to 20 seconds, it just disappears through the mucous membrane in your mouth, instantly in the bloodstream, instantly. So that cellular inflammation that's not allowing your hormones to communicate, people with thyroid issues and depression, and And it also, when you have inflammation on the cell, the nutrients can't get into the cell. This is like throwing water, a bucket of water on a campfire for cellular inflammation. It's so microscopic that it actually can go through the blood-brain barrier and help with brain issues and headaches and that kind of stuff. And this has been really cool because this is a, it's kind of like a silver bullet for inflammation. 185 times more absorbable and anti-inflammatory. No black pepper needed because it bypasses the digestive tract. It goes directly into the bloodstream. So we're taking advantage of what we were talking about earlier. Our skin internally and on the outside is like a sponge. Mm-hmm. And what you come into contact with, your environment is going to go into that sponge. So in this case, we're putting something really good in it. I will say this, just be careful not to get it on the outside of your lips or you'll have orange lips.
Okay.
only until you wash them off. It's not forever, but it's okay. Kind of fun, but that's about
good.
It.
That's good to know. This is our favorite mad scientist, Tim James, everybody. He's the best. Check out chemicalfreebody.com, promo code macro. Check out our merch store for all sorts of t-shirts, phone cases, hoodies, wall art, pillows, you name it. We've got it over there. And if you like this episode, please take the additional step right now of sharing it because the algorithms hate us. Thanks, Tim. You're the best. We will talk to you later. Thanks, everybody.